And our last takeout comes from you, our listeners. What has you talking?
You can't understand modern war unless you can see it.
That's Tim in New Bedford, Massachusetts. He's weighing in on when should Americans be able to see videos like the one of the 2007 airstrike in Baghdad where soldiers were firing on Iraqi civilians. Here's more of what Tim had to say.
The United States media has a responsibility to show military confrontations in their entirety, and you can't make decisions about United States policy in other countries unless you have the entire truth. The media has to show these kinds of videos.
The site that released that video, WikiLeaks, claims the U.S. military killed unarmed Iraqi civilians, including two journalists. You can see the video, which is disturbing, at thetakeaway.org. But what is your take?
This is Chris from Tulsa. Not only do I believe that Americans should be allowed to see all footage from war, I think it should be required down to the youngest child in school, for I believe that it would be the only way that Americans would actually see the realities that they so-called support.
Thanks for that, Chris. Chuck shared this important detail on our site. I'm not excusing the mistakes, but context has been left out of this story. There actually were armed men in the group, and the cameraman on the corner could easily have been mistaken for a person aiming a weapon. This incident also occurred during a time when there was ongoing fighting nearby, and ground forces were taking fire at that time.
I had the same kind of reservations, Chuck. We looked into your concerns. They turned out to be valid. Our producer, Noel King, talked with U.S. Central Command yesterday. A spokesman directed her to a report by the Pentagon with a photo of an AK-47 that apparently belonged to one of the Iraqi men. You can see the photo and read what else we learned at our website, thetakeaway.org.
We'll leave you with this from Mauro in Miami. Watchdogs are necessary, but they must also be impartial. All of the editing and the intro of this video are geared towards showing all involved as innocent victims, which is not the complete truth. We have to be fair if we're going to critique. Tell us your opinion at 877-8MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org.
And also at that website, you can read a blog post from our producer, Jim Colgan, about his experiment on the streets of New York at the with the iPad. Or anything else you want to comment on, go to our website, thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.